This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Sometimes when I'm home and I have some reading or writing to do, I go outside of our 1991 Marvelette and sit at a table under some trees that I proudly say I planted many years ago. I'm always glad that I remember to do this. You know, it's so wonderful outside, and our dogs, Choo-Choo and Farley, are always glad that I remember to do it as well. Sometimes I'm visited by a cat. We have a couple cats. If Choo-Choo says it's okay, Choo-Choo gets along fine with her cats as long as they do, as she says, a Choo-Choo stare or a low growl directs kitty traffic in and around the Mosquito homestead. We have 5 turkeys that wander around the homestead during the day, and though they are of wild lineage, they will sometimes wander by to see what's up if Choo-Choo says it's okay. It's a great place to sit. You know, birds flit about in the shrubs and scratch in the litter. This is the season of sandhill cranes, and if they are out stretching their wings between roosting and loafing or feeding in these harvested fields that are several miles away, I hear them calling overhead. I usually don't look. I mean, most of the time they're up so high you can't even see them, but the sound of their calls is carried through the atmosphere. Ravens call and gurgle funny new noises. Our chickens, you know, take turns announcing each egg laid. Okay, you laid another egg. Cool. A local sharp-shinned hawk almost always visits and creates quite a stir among the chickens and the turkeys and the wild birds. Farm dog Farley knows immediately when that hawk arrives and runs to wherever it lands and chases it off. So sorry, Mr. and Ms. Occipiter, but Farley is on duty. But this place, this wonderful little place I hang out outside where birds call and fly up and cats and dogs and everyone lays around with me, butterflies flitter by. Well, it's a wonderful place. It's a wonderful place to sit and think. And here's some of the stuff I've been thinking about. It's the season of harvest in the immense Sulphur Springs Valley, the agricultural Sulphur Springs Valley. Pecans, corn, cotton appear to be these big crops. And you don't see chilies like you used to. Chilies will make a comeback, I think, when they can be mechanically harvested, which means breeding for a different shaped and stem shaped chili. You know, of course, here's a crazy thought. What if we paid laborers or workers to come across the Mexican border? That's crazy. What am I thinking of? Anyway, I know what I wanted to tell you. People give me seed. They hand me seed all the time. Like my wonderful friend Mimi Camp over in Bisbee, my adorable friend. She always says something about the plant or where she got it when she hands me this seed. So seed with a story. You know, I love seed with a story. And I get seed in the mail with a note. A botanist plant geek friend of mine sent me seed of Fremontia. I used to be Fremontodendron, flannel bush. Oh, I say, oh, yeah. A friend from Hereford gave me seed of Salvia coelensis or Asclepias angustifolia. And I go, yeah. And the other day, I was in Elfrida, Arizona, and I was talking to a young farmer. He handed me seed of a bush bean. He had bred himself a small black with white speckled bean. Oh, it was beautiful, like shiny jewelry. I just held it in the palm of my hand and just enjoyed this. Then this young farmer named Aaron Cardona reached to his truck cab and handed me a large cob of corn, hard white corn, dense in the kernels, sort of dent corn. The color of this, it was like an aged ivory white, hundreds of white gems on a cob. It's Mexican June corn, you know, he said. It's a good edible field corn when it's young, but later, dried, it can be ground up to make masa. Whoa. And Aaron dreamed of his own small mill at his little farm where he could produce local masa from his Mexican June corn. Well, I got excited. I mean, Mexican June corn gets 12 to 15 feet tall. An ear of corn could be over a foot tall, maybe only 2 cobs per giant plant. I looked it up. It's Zea. That's the genus Maize, M-A-Y-S, from the Spanish, of course. And the cultivar, Mexican June, duh. June, though, because it could be planted that late. It's an old-time corn that did grow as high as an elephant's eye and could feed folks several different ways from the field. Edible corn on the cob, corn to hominy, to grits, to polenta, to dough, masa. I got a feeling those dented corn kernels, those beautiful white kernels, have, you know, they have this good story, but I suspect that the story is not over. Seeds are beautiful, my friends, and they are full of stories. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.